Hear News Talk 1590 KVTA Ventura.
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
Tom Spence receives additional compensation for his participation during this paid program.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning. Good morning. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I am so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way with The Kim Pagano Show. We've got a full crew here, and of course, I got my husband here. How are you, honey?
I'm all right, honey. How are you?
Good. We had, like, wow, a whirlwind of a couple weeks here, huh?
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So anyways, we're going to tell you a little bit about that. We got lots of fun things happening in our family we're really excited about. But gosh, it feels like overnight we became empty nesters. It's like, oh my gosh.
Overnight.
I'm telling you. So anyways, we'll tell you a little bit about that. We got Tom Spence here. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything is well.
Good, good. All right. And Sean Stern. How are you, Sean?
Surreal as usual.
Okay. Okay. And we've got Taylor Patrick here. And he is the owner of Papa John's in Moore Park. And he's got a story that we're going to learn a little bit more about him. And it's pretty cool. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So anyways, we're going to get started. And you know what? Let's just see who's awake out there. Let's give a, you want to give away one?
Sure, absolutely.
Tell us what we're giving away.
Well, I'm actually the franchisee of a Papa John's in Moore Park, and so I brought in some free cards for callers who are going to call in today. It's a free two-topping pizza, so just call in, and maybe you'll get a free card.
There you go. We'll take caller number 7 right off the bat at 805-650-1590. That's 650-1590, and that is a pizza, a complimentary pizza with two toppings, right?
Yes,
at
ma'am.
Papa John's over in Moore Park. All right, so 650-1590 right now. And what did I say? Caller number?
7.
7. All right.
That's
all right.
A good number.
There you go. I like that number. There you go. Our first guest, we've got lots of things coming going on this weekend. One, we've got the chili cook-off, and which is really for the hospice, and that's really cool. So it's a win-win, and so I definitely want to invite everybody to go to that. Next weekend, we've got the Comic-Con, and our first guest is actually going to be there, and Alfred, how did you say his name? You
Alfred
said?
Trujillo, I believe.
Trujillo. Let's see if we pronounced it right, but he is actually one of the comics there, and we had, we're going to talk to one again at 2 o'clock. Because it's interesting, you know, our one son that is always drawing, and if any of you have sons out there or daughters that are always drawing and you're maybe getting in trouble at school, Sean, you probably weren't one of those, right?
I was the one writing the story.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. But you know what? I mean, look at this. Is they end up, it's their art. It's their gift. And that's what we talk about here on my show all the time is we all are individual. We all have our own gifts. And I'm excited to talk to Alfred to find out a little bit about his gift. Then we're going to talk with Taylor Patrick and franchisor of Papa John's in Moore Park and find out a little bit about his story. Then we've got an award-winning chef and restaurant. He's the owner of Luigi is a world-renowned authority of Italian cooking, honey.
All right.
I know, yeah. And then we're going to talk about, Dr. Joseph Colella, and he's an MD, and we're going to talk about how eating and kind of keeping our weight together. It's the fourth largest problem in the world. And did you read up on that?
Yeah, he's apparently also a robotic surgeon, so I'd like to ask him a few questions about what that is.
There you go. Very cool. Anyways, I do want to give out our phone number here. I would love you to give us a call in if there's something that you can talk with us about. Also, I do want to remind you that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3. And my 2 to 3 is in a completely different show with different guests. And also, if you are near your Facebook right now, go on The Kim Pagano Show, like us, share us. You will be entered in for one of these pizzas right now and lots of other gifts. There's lots of stuff to give away. So definitely go on to my Facebook, The Kim Pagano Show, like us and share us. I love that. And also, if you have something going on in the 805 and you want to get that word out for everybody, give me a call at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And I'd love to spread the word for you. Also, you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. All right. Well, let's bring our first guest on. Alfred, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing amazing.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You're going to be there next Saturday, right? They've got the Comic-Con. And for people that don't know what a Comic-Con is, can you help us out?
Sure. Comic-Con is basically convention, where you have comic book creators and, you know, all kinds of celebrities and people like that. And, you know, you can go there and you can talk to them, interact. You can see what kind of art and what kind of writing they do. And, you know, it's just an all-around great experience.
Yeah. And so how did you, when is it that you found your art and your, what is it that you do?
Well, I am a comic book artist, and I have been an artist since I was probably about 4 years old. And you know, I
you
wanted
were
to
one of those
be
ones.
An artist,
Dribbler.
An astronaut, yeah. But the astronaut part didn't pan out. So you know, artist is pretty good.
There you go. All right. So what is your art?
Well, I do comic book art, and I do my own book called Project Shadows, and I basically go around the country promoting it, and I do art on commissions and stuff like that. And,
wow.
You know, I have worked for some companies and been published.
Alfred, are you a penciler or a tracer here?
Good question.
I'm a penciler. yeah, you probably don't want me like messing with ink. It comes out really.
Wow. And so, what are some of the characters that you draw? And that
like
you
on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I mean, for commissions, I do all kinds of stuff. You know, anywhere from like Wolverine, Spider-Man, Black Cat. You know, any of the X-Men.
Oh, all the X-Men, okay.
Are you going to have a table or a booth at the Comic-Con?
Yes, I am a guest of the show, and I will be exhibiting.
And so people will be able to come up and get you to do some sketches for them and type thing?
Absolutely, yeah.
Huh, that is going to be really fun. All right, so you know what I would love to do is let's give away two passes right now to the Comic-Con, and that is this next Saturday and Sunday. And give us a call. We'll take caller number 3 right now at 650-1590. That's 650-1590 for two passes to the Comic-Con. That is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And then they also, are you going to be at the pre-party?
Yes, I should be there. We're we're actually from Phoenix, Arizona, so we'll be driving over there Friday morning, and we'll be there at the party.
Very cool. Very cool. So there's lots of excitement. You know, I don't know if you've been out to Ventura yet, but let me tell you, people show up. We get a lot of people there. So definitely let's give away, you know, did we give them away? The phones are ringing. Two passes to the Comic-Con. That is this weekend. Next weekend. We've got the chili cook-off this weekend. And caller number 3 at 650-1590. That's 650-1590. If you have kids, let me tell you, you're going to want to go check it out. They've got Kids Day, and kids are free on Sunday. And so it's going to be fun out there. So are you going to check it out?
Oh, I'm for sure going to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you have another question?
Yeah, Alfred, you in your bio, it kind of states that you work for some of the more corporate comic book companies, and then you went off and branched off on your own, took the risk to do Project Shadows. Can you tell us a little bit about that decision-making and why you chose to kind of do your own thing?
Well, you know, I was working a daytime job while still working at comic book companies, and I wanted to have something that was mine, something to leave my mark in the world. So, you know, I quit my day job and I stopped doing work for the bigger companies. And I concentrated on putting my book together and, you know, putting it out there. And I've been to something like 20 conventions across the country in the past year.
So what is Project Shadows? Tell us a little bit about that.
Project Shadows is a story. It's set in a dark future, and the main character, Samantha Wells, she's on the run from an evil government that's trying to capture her and abuse her powers. It's up to her and her band of friends to set the world right. It's just been super exciting putting it together. My wife, Karen Nicole, she's actually a guest of the show, too.
Really? You married another comic. I like that.
Well, she actually she writes for it, and she does the editing for the book. And, I mean, she's also very famous in her own right. She's Arizona Power Girl, which, I mean, I don't know if you guys know who Power Girl is.
Oh, that's very cool.
She does stuff for conventions and, does media and all kinds of stuff. So it's just been very exciting working together and, going to all these shows.
Do you guys ever have to spend time apart going to separate conventions, or do you primarily go together?
We haven't yet. So we've basically been going all around the country together, and it's been an amazing ride.
So do you have children? Are you going to have comics? More baby comics?
Yeah, actually, one of my boys is putting a book together. He really loves the character Yoshi, so I've been doing some art for his book, too. I mean, he can only pay me a couple of bucks here and there.
So. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, we are talking right now with Alfred. He is going to be one of the guests on Central Coast Comic Con. That is next weekend. We have been giving tickets away on my Facebook. That's The Kim Pagano Show. Also here, we've got two sets. I think we gave away one set right now, but if you are interested in going, and let me tell you, it's going to be fun. I mean, everybody's kind of in different clothes, different lots of actors. And now, it's kind of like we talked before, is it's kind of like an art show, right?
They also have programming, so they'll have panels and stuff like that where they, you get to talk to the creators and ask them like Q&A kind of stuff. And they'll also have, I believe, like lightsaber training, all kinds of stuff. It's going to be very, very cool.
Very cool. All right.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Comic-Con really is like it's like a geek and nerd like heaven. For me, it's going like going to heaven to any Comic-Con. That you have cosplay characters, people who get into like full regalia.
I could see you dressing up like that.
Oh yeah. No, yeah. You should see my Wonder Woman outfit.
I could see
awesome.
It. And then
oh
look
good. Okay, wait. So then
I might have to go if you're going to dress up like that.
For parents, it's a great place to take their kids, and it's a family event. There's merchandise there to buy. There's things to see and people watch. It's a great.
So
time.
When our son brings his
his Batman cape.
His cape. Okay, we used to think, oh my god, what's wrong with him? But then when all the other guys started like wanting to wear it, we were like, okay, right?
I was one of those kids, I could never pick a favorite comic book hero, so I would have my Batman costume underneath my Superman costume underneath, and I'd just keep stripping them down until eventually I just
so
was in a leather
you,
I was
Sean?
In a leather loincloth and just Tarzan again.
Oh god.
Swinging through the trees of Malibu.
God. So Alfred, I think that this is really cool in a sense that for parents out there, right, if their kids are like Sean or you, no, I'm kidding, but you know what, it's a gift, and that's what we talk about here on my show, is how, we look at different things in our lives, and we can help them really kind of figure out who they are, and so from your standpoint, what is it that, as a kid growing up with all those great ideas, how can you help us, help our children and help somebody that has that that gift that maybe they thought was a little senseless, but it's not.
Well, really, I mean, there really is just the one thing that you can do, which is to encourage them to do whatever is in their heart. I mean, you can't push them to really do anything and get very good results, but if you just encourage them and just, give them praise and just tell them, how much you like something or, try to help them out. Like, for example, my parents took me to art classes when I was, right before entering high school. And I think that those made a world of difference. And I think that, I really appreciate that. So.
Wow. All right. And so where do we find out more about you?
You can find out more about me on my website, alfredtrujillo.com, or on Facebook. I am facebook.com/AlfredTrujilloArtist.
So, Alfred, do me a favor. Go on The Kim Pagano Show, like us, and so I can share you with everyone.
Okay. How do you spell that?
KIMPAGANO, The Kim Pagano Show.
Okay. I will do that.
You got it. All right. Thanks so much. We are going to take a really quick break. And what we'll do is let's give away. Actually, we had Vanna on before, and we got Nirvana Cafe, and we have a $25 gift certificate. And I'm going to take caller number 10 at 650-1590. That's 650-1590. You got coffee, breakfast, or lunch, and that is Nirvana Cafe. And it's right, actually, it's right down off of Victoria. Yeah. And right by the beach. It's awesome. It's right on Roosevelt Boulevard. And, yeah, great coffee. We had a salad there. We went there after she was a guest on our show. You know what? Really, it's like a little beach restaurant there. So caller number 10, 650-1590 at Nirvana Cafe. We're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for all your phone calls. That means we got lots of people up, and I hope that you are waking up and starting your day in a positive way. We've got this great Labor Day weekend. Do you guys know what Labor Day weekend is?
I think it should be called Anti-Labor Day.
Yeah, so like for all the
laborers. Vacation
day. Yeah, for the laborers, right? So that nobody has to work this weekend. Everybody's off, right? All right. Well, I do want to give something that we can do for this Labor Day weekend is right in our backyard, and it is for Camarillo Hospice, and they present their fifth annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival this Sunday. And it is September 1st. Wow, already. But 11 to 4 at the Camarillo Ranch, and they always do a great job over there. So definitely check them out at the Chili Cook-Off. And there's poker and obviously all those great chilies. And that's what I like to do is go around, and I love chili, so that's really fun. But anyways, really great time over at the Camarillo Ranch House, and that's to benefit Camarillo Hospice. All right, so we have Taylor Patrick in here, and Taylor is a franchisor. Is that how you say a franchisor?
A franchisee. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Of Papa John's in Moore Park. My husband was just saying one of our sons. I mean, I think we have stock in pizza. You know, He loves we follow pizza trucks down our driveway, and I'm like, oh God.
No, I just see my credit card bill.
Yeah, there you go.
Pizza is one of the four major food groups.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, no, there you go.
There's nothing better than a good pie.
Right in front
come
of, right in front of fruit.
right in front of fruit. Okay, I love it. Well, but Taylor's got an interesting story here, and I do want to also say that if anybody has an interesting story, they're in business in Ventura, give me an email. I'd love to talk about you and highlight you on my show at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Or email me or Facebook me at The Kim Pagano Show. Let me know about you so that I can talk about you. Taylor Patrick, welcome to my show, and tell us a little bit about your show, about yourself.
Well, I was in the Marine Corps for 5 years. I just got
out. Thank you, by the way.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. I just got out in July, about a year ago. I didn't know exactly what direction to take because Marine Corps, military, it's a great life. I love it. A lot of my buddies loved it, but they tell you what you do, where you go. So you don't really have a lot of decision making to make.
Structured.
That's a really great point. So yeah. When you know, I mean, our new son-in-law, he was a Marine. Same thing. I mean, thank God you guys both have really great jobs and businesses. But there's a lot of people that come out with no direction, right?
That's true, and it's very hard for them, especially if they have families,
right?
Because their families are dependent on them. I mean, I don't know. You know, maybe if I would have had a family, I would have stayed in, because you have people that need that paycheck. They need the comfort. They need the security. And I don't know if I would have been able to get out if I had a family married.
It's too much. It's a lot of...
Yeah, because they come home and we really don't take care of them, unfortunately.
Yeah. Right. It is. It's really hard. Anyway, so tell us a little bit. Okay, so how long were you over there?
I was in Afghanistan for 7 months. I was deployed 3 times, the last one being a combat deployment to Afghanistan. You know, when you leave, when military people leave, it's tough, because when you're flying away, you're thinking to yourself, am I ever coming back?
Yeah, I know. My daughter, she started a Locals to Locals, so you probably maybe even got a package. Because
we got a lot of care. It felt good. Christmas time, I mean, I wouldn't have gotten that many presents at my house. It felt awesome.
Yeah, so my daughter started that. Her fiance had gone over there, and our garage and our house, it was taken over by people donating, and just the little shampoos from, you know, the hotels that normally you would throw away. Those were the great things that you guys needed.
If it's bad for us, send it. Candy? candy? Oh, yeah.
We sent lots of candy. You know what we did? We actually made cookies and cakes in jars.
We ate them all.
Okay. So.
And we packed socks.
And white socks, right?
We used them, too.
Yeah. So anyway, so now, thank God you're back. You're local. Tell us where you went and how you got, I mean, is this somewhere, did you work at Papa John's? Tell us about your adventure.
I didn't. My first job was at a batting cage, then right out of high school, 18 years old, went to boot camp a month after graduation.
What made you go? That's what I want to know.
I wasn't a terrible student, so I could have done college, but I was thinking to myself, I can't write another paper. I was like, I love my country, I love serving. I think I want to do something military orientated, and that's how come I joined.
Wow. Okay. And so.
And thank you again.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And what took you to your next step?
As in the Papa John's? I think the Marine Corps has given me discipline and work. It's built in me a work ethic that I knew I could succeed if I had the chance to. And being a franchisee, it allowed me to be my own boss. I knew that I'd either succeed or fail based on how hard I worked. And that was very enticing to me.
I love that. I mean, that really says a lot, Sean.
And now, Taylor, when you were deciding, when we were off on a break, that you had decided to open up something when you came back here. Why pizza? I mean, I understand why pizza, but why did you choose Papa John's and why a pizza franchise?
First of all, Papa John's is very friendly towards veterans. They're having a veteran incentive right now. They give you $3,000 off a food cost for veterans that sign up.
I love that.
And they've been very supportive from the very beginning. There's actually a plaque in my lobby saying this is Papa John's, is proudly owned and operated by a U.S. combat vet. They've just been supportive the whole time. Their pizza is amazing. If you've ever had it, Papa John's has amazing tasting pizza.
All right. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to take our next guest, who's going to be talking about Italian food too. But then I want to find out all the different pizzas you have.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, I'm excited. In fact, let's just right now, let's give away one more pizza at 650-1590. That's 650-1590, and that's Papa John's in Moore Park. And we'll take caller number...
Let's do four.
Four. There you go. 650-1590. Let's bring our next guest on. Luigi, are you there?
Buongiorno. Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
So how do I pronounce your last name? I didn't want to like...
It's Dio t'aiuti, which means God help you.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. So tell us a little bit about yourself and... Okay, we have Italian family here, and my husband's family, and we love
Wonderful.
Italian food. So,
can you ship me over a margherita pizza?
Well, maybe I can do some ravioli. I can practice some ravioli over there.
Perfect.
There you go. So, what is your philosophy on food, and how did you get started?
Well, that's a long story. I try to make it short. Obviously, I grew up in a farm since I was born. And the food has been always a part of my life, as I said, since I was born. We were a family of six in the south of Italy. The town is called Lago Negro. And, you know, just to have in our family about 100 cows, the potolica, pisi, 250 goats, and everything else. So technically, until I was maybe 14, 15, in our family, we used to buy just the sugar, coffee, and salt. Everything else, basically, we were making our own. And so then when it was the time to go to school, you know, like to see, like, what should I do for my life, I liked the culinary school program. And so then I said, well, why not to try professional what I already know normally, you know, just like a regular day. And I remember that the first week I went to culinary school, I realized, like, whoa, I felt like a sponge, like I need to learn a lot immediately, you know, and that's been since that day.
Wow. And now, honey, what's my favorite? I know, what did Uncle...
Well, the vodka penne?
Yeah, well, vodka penne, but the dessert.
Oh, the
Napoleon.
It has to be the tiramisu.
No, Napoleon. Do you make do you make that?
No, I make an outstanding tiramisu. That's why I never rest on the tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
So many others.
Okay. So, gosh, I mean, I love when people find their passion and then that's what they do, because that's when it's a win-win. I mean, you're doing what you love. Now, who was your mentor?
Well, my sister and my mom were the first who actually had approach in terms of food. But then when I went to culinary school, I was lucky to meet a couple of professors and chefs who I always use as a mentor and, you know, as an idol. One of them is Novi Gerardo.
Right. Honey, you have a question?
No, it's just listening to him just reminds me of my Uncle Claudio.
I know.
In the restaurants with my grandfather and the whole deal. So just hearing his voice.
I know. I love it. Yeah, we might have to talk to you once a day.
That would be great. You maybe have to come to Washington and visit us after them too.
You know what? And I have to tell you, we were in Portugal. We've been in all over the place, right? And when you find a really great little Italian restaurant, you feel like you're at home. There's just something about it, and I love that. So tell us about your menu.
Well, first of all, you're right what you said, that you are at home. That's the Italian philosophy. The badalam is like the Italian food, embrace the people, just like hug you like so kindly. So, and the tiramisu, it is like that. It's like a small place right here in the national capital where the moment that you walk in, you know that you are in an Italian restaurant, and like it's friendly and cheering.
Right. And now let me ask you a question. So what are some of the, like, what are the best fresh dishes that are for right now?
Well, they are all fresh. I mean, you know, my philosophy is like, you know, the food has to be absolutely fantastic at the top of quality, which I also believe that that's the secret of every chef. So once you use the best quality on season at that moment, that you have 50% of your job done. But, you know, we do our own pasta. We also import fresh fish from Italy, such as orata, branzino, turbo. We use all the Logos products. I'm lucky that we have a great fresh farmer market on Dupont Circle, which is like a half a block away, and I take advantage of that, all those fresh products, local farmers that they, you know, they grow in season.
Luigi, can you give us a really quick recipe, something that we can make at home?
What should I say? I will say pesto, buffalo mozzarella caprese. Those are the simple ones. Rucola salad with the fennel is always fantastic.
I love arugula.
Yes, all those kind of things. And then, of course, my favorite, one of my desserts, which is very easy. It's like yogurt panna cotta with, right now we serve with strawberry sauce, which is fantastic, easy.
Wait, you know, so what is that? Say that again.
Yogurt panna cotta. As you know, the panna cotta is made with heavy cream, and by my recipe, I make with yogurt, which is more healthy.
Yeah.
And it's plastic, can be made very easy.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Made me now, hungry already. I have to go home and I know. Cook something.
We have to have chefs come in. Did you bring a pizza?
Oh, actually, it's in my car right now.
I knew you did. All right. Well, I do want to remind everybody that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. Also, completely different guests, and I love you to join us there. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to be here with us. And we're talking with Luigi right now. Luigi, you do some special work with kids in D.C., and you actually teach them how to cook, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it is correct. I believe that as a chef, we also have some obligation, you know, to involve the people. And I'm actually personally, I'm so involved, and I take as a mission that I will never stop to tell people, particularly the younger generation, the kids, that eating is very important. What we eat is who we are. And, you know, unfortunately, we live in a society right now that in the past we've been a little bit disconnected between the reality and, you know, what's going on. So that's why I decided and I embraced this great program that the public elementary school in Georgetown does go with the kids, you know, like they have a culinary program, and I involve them. And, you know, like it's been fantastic what they do, and it's great to see the kids so involved. The energy and the passion that they put, like what I do basically, we close to the restaurant for lunch a couple times a year, and I take the class over there. So they see the really kitchen. We make a fresh gnocchi. They're all involved. If you happen to go on the internet, you will see the photo. It's amazing to see their face. And also, like, all of them, when they make a gnocchi, I can tell the different personality, the way they cut the gnocchi and they roll the dough and everything. And then to make them exciting, I also prepare, for example, like a happy salad, I call.
A happy salad? Is that what you call it?
Yes, a happy salad with, well, I do like a slice of buffalo mozzarella, then I put it on the bottom of the slice of tomato, and then on the top, two radish, so that it looks like a face.
I like it. Okay, a little happy face, right?
Make a face, exactly. And it's funny, like, people will always say, oh, the kids, they don't need the green, they don't want to have veggie. They always ask it twice, because one of the things, for example, that I saw, and it's very important, and if I may, I would like to suggest to parents or family who have kids, that if some items that kids don't like to eat sometimes, it's good that you ask them to help you out in the kitchen or do a small thing, because they want to feel involved. The ones that they are involved, they feel part of it. And then you always have to taste it first, and all some authority in the family should taste it first and say, oh, this is fantastic. You know, they are so curious. They want to be part of it. They want to feel like that they help someone, you know, part of the whole concept. And I believe it, many years that I saw this doing in the kitchen with them, I think it works in the sense that they love to be part of something.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. We have 4 children, and my 2 older daughters One loved to cook when she was very little, and then my other one was like, "Mom, I'm not really interested." And now they both cook, and it's all those, you know, family recipes and everything that they're like, "Mom, now what was exactly in that?" You know, and now my boys are starting to cook, and I'm like, I don't want to tell them because I don't want them to go off and, you know, but I love that. Now, was there one family recipe that you took into your restaurant?
Well, I have several. One is the pasta fagioli with the seeds, which involve also chestnuts, because in the mountain that I grew up, we had a lot of chestnut trees, so we use a lot. And then I have another one with the ravioli, which is really a fantastic stuffed with the caciocavallo. Caciocavallo is a particular cheese who only is made in my area over there. It's actually DOP, which is protected by United Europe. And then I have, of course, my sister Maria recipe, which are panzerotti. And they are like a deep fried ravioli stuffed with the chocolate and chestnut puree, which are to die for. Those are definitely have to send you over there.
Okay, you have my mouth watering. I'm telling you, we got to make a trip out there now. Do you have
DC? Here we come.
Yeah. Do you have a book? A cookbook?
No, but finalized right now. It's supposed to come up hopefully by Thanksgiving.
Okay, you got to hook me back up the next time when you got it. Okay, Luigi. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Amazing, amazing. I can't wait. I'd love to come out to your restaurant. Sounds like home for here. So thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for giving back to all those kids out there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You got it. Again, Luigi, and say your last name, Luigi.
Dear to you, to God help you all.
I love it. All right. You have a really great day. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've got a full studio here, and we're going to take a really quick break, but I'm going to give away another Papa John's pizza, and we'll take caller number
six.
Six at 650-1590. That's 650-1590. And we've got Taylor Patrick in here from Papa John's. Stay with us.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And if you're not hungry, I don't know. But we're talking about lots of stuff in here. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are starting your day here in a positive way. And we got lots of winners. Tom, who are some of our winners?
Oh, let's see. We had just now Susan Granada.
Ooh, okay.
Granada. And we also had Brenda called in, and we had Jackie calling in. Jackie Gonzalez from Oxnard, a lot of pizza winners, and Comic-Con too.
Perfect. All right. Well, our next guest is Joseph Kalela. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes, Kalela, correct.
Okay, perfect. And you are actually an international recognized robotic and bariatric surgeon.
Bariatric.
Yeah,
right.
And so tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, so thank you for having me on, first of all. It's nice to talk with you.
Thank you.
I am the chief of robotic surgery at one of the big hospitals at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. And I do bariatric surgery exclusively. So I do surgery for weight loss. But I've also written many articles and am working on a final manuscript of a book that's going to be released in the spring about obesity in our country, and really on some practical methods to reverse the tide and get control of this problem.
You know, that's interesting because we have a couple friends and family members that have had that surgery and that are getting ready to have that surgery. And, you know, it's interesting that it's such a big surgery and the success rate is really high. Isn't that correct?
Sure, yes. And the success rate is very, very high. And, you know, believe it or not, it's as safe as having your gallbladder taken out.
Really?
Most people would not know that.
Now, is there different kinds of surgeries?
Sure, there are different kinds. There's you probably heard of the lap band, the little plastic device that Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, recently had.
Right.
I know you're in California, but Rex Ryan, the coach of the New York Jets, had the same surgery. But that operation, honestly, is moving out of the forefront now and becoming less commonly performed. Mostly we're doing something called a gastric bypass.
Okay, so, you're saying that is a mild surgery? I mean, not a huge surgery?
Well, that's the case. In today's day and age, with the technology that we have, and especially when you employ the robot to do the surgery, we're getting, you know, complication rates that are equivalent to or less than those for cholecystectomy or gallbladder removal.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, hats off to our medical industry right now. You know, what I want to address, though, is why are we having to go through that? Why can't we teach our children at a young age to eat better? You know, I know that we made a lot of changes in our schools, and actually the kids are looking down on, they're not, you know, this is too healthy. Where's my french fries? Where's my, all those warm rolls. You remember those warm rolls that we used to have in school? But
oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're not used to, and I think as a mom, I always try to have a lot more vegetables and, kind of like the colorful plate. But why are we not teaching our children that?
Well, I think that, you know, we're making strides, first of all. I mean, according to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the CDC, we've learned in the past year that childhood obesity rates have leveled off in many, many states, and in some states they dropped, actually. So we're somehow, some way, we're making progress. And if you read many, many of the articles and, you look at some opinions, really it's because they've made changes, and these are what the article said, they've made changes in the food selections at many schools, and they've increased the physical activity. And really my goal in this whole project that I'm working on is to stop people from having to end up in my operating room.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I really don't want to do surgery for the rest of my life. I would like people just to be healthy and live a lifestyle that's different than they're living now. So
you do something totally different than I do. I'm a hair therapist. But when people come in and they don't love who they are, I sit there and I try to tell them, like, well, what are all the great things about yourself? And they look at me like I'm talking a different language, you know. And same thing with you, in a sense. You can do the surgery, but, oh, my gosh, help yourself first, right? This is a last resort.
And so here's an important point that almost nobody in the lay population understands or knows or talks about, and that is this. And it's why it's so important to reverse this trend. once your body mass index, the weight, your weight relative to your height, we measure that in various people, and it's a way of comparing everybody to another person, okay? So once your body mass index crosses 40, research has shown for 30 years that you cannot lose enough weight and keep it off long enough to matter. So guess what that means? You have to avoid that number, right? You cannot cross that line and end up with a body mass index over 40.
Over 40, wow, that's huge.
And just in the past 2 years, the FDA has said that even with a BMI over 30, and that's about 35 to 40 pounds overweight, that but you're better off to have a lap band than to do nothing. So that tells you that the real BMI from which you cannot go back and stay back is probably lower than 40 for most people. Maybe not 100% of people, but for most. So this is why it's critical to get a hold of this problem long before you start approaching the 35 or 40 pounds overweight mark.
That's so interesting. You know, I mean, and I thank you for what you're doing, and I thank you for, you know, coming on my show, just to make people aware of that. Really, it's almost like taking care of your, you know, some of us take better care of our cars, our boats, all those other things instead of our body. And what you put into your body, what you eat every day, you need to be mindful about.
Oh, you're so right, because, you know, everybody has the misperception, and this is going to sound like heresy when I say it, but the misperception that physical activity and exercise can be an answer for weight loss. And the reality of it is, unless you're getting a paycheck from a sports franchise, you can't burn up enough calories on a routine basis exercising as you can with watching what you put in your mouth. That's where it all, the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
What goes in your mouth is the solution to your weight, not the gym and not out running miles and miles and miles.
So less intake, right?
Well, it's the appropriate intake is the key. So it doesn't have to be less. It just has to be the correct type of intake.
So everybody needs to know what works for their body, how much to actually in, you know. I mean, when you're full, a lot of people don't even know when they're full. That's
absolutely
the big thing. I mean, they just keep eating and eating. I started Weight Watchers, and I have to tell you, you only get 26 points. And for a while there, I was like, I'm still hungry, you know. But now I think it's really a great plan.
Well, it's important to understand that it's a plan, but you have to remember that this is a world that you have to sustain going forward. So while the Weight Watchers and various diet plans that you read about, the paleo diet, et cetera, the South Beach diet, they're interesting, and some of them are actually very effective in helping you lose weight in the short term. The reality of it is, if you don't make those changes permanent, then you're really doing yourself a disservice, and you're putting yourself on a roller coaster that's only going to lead to frustration and disgust and giving up to where that, you know, you end up really obese.
Wow, I love it.
So it's a lifestyle.
You know what? I thank you for coming on here. Can you give us a couple tips or leave us with something that can really help us?
Sure. So I think the most important thing you can do as both mother and then as you know, a citizen in this world that we're all facing with this obesity epidemic, the most important thing that anybody can do to lose weight themselves, to manage their weight going forward, and to help their children is to not drink your calories. So stop the orange juice, stop the fruit juice, stop any caloric intake that is in a liquid form with the exception of a protein drink. Because right now, today, if you make that change, you'll see weight, you'll see the pounds fly off in your own life, the pounds fly off in those of the in your family, and then whoever makes that change in their own life will see the same result.
So are you talking about juicing?
No, I'm saying don't. Do not drink your calories. The juicing fad is really another gimmick and another fad and one of those things where you might lose a little bit of weight in the short term, but the reality of it is in the long term, you have set yourself up for a further perpetuation of addiction to sugar.
Wow. Let's leave it on that. That's very interesting. You know what? I'd love to have you back and talk further. Again, Joseph Colella and MD, and where do we find out more about you?
Sure. My website is drjoecolella.com, and there's a lot of information there, and I'd be happy to join you again. Thank
Perfect.
You so much for having me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Well, gosh, that means a lot right there. I mean, who knew, right?
Who knew?
Yeah.
Bought that juicer for what?
I know. I still think it's good. I mean, you juice every day, right?
But only vegetables.
So you only do vegetables.
Yeah. Which have low calories.
Yeah.
And no sugar.
It's like...
So it falls along what Dr. Coella was saying is you want to mostly drink water and avoid the latte and the sweeteners in your coffee. If you're going to have coffee, just have black coffee.
Is that black?
So you grind up celery and then you drink...
That's it. Beets. I'm a beet man, baby.
Yeah, wow. All right.
I pick up the beets. Well, but the other, you know, if you look at the olden days, a juice glass was this teeny little thing. Remember when you were a kid?
Yes, we used to have that little...
And now a kid will have a 16-ounce glass. It's just a big old glass. It's like drinking a Snickers bar.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. I heard that.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Same with a soda. My goodness, it's
nuts.
That's
crazy. All right, well, we're going to take a really quick break back, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Taylor Patrick from Papa John's in Moore Park, and in fact, tell everybody where it's located exactly.
It's at 5 West Los Angeles Avenue, just off LA Avenue in Moore Park.
All right, should we give away one more pizza?
I think we should.
Okay, caller number?
Let's do 7.
7.
Again.
Caller number 7 at 650-1590. Go over and tell Patrick Taylor Patrick that he's doing a great job, and come in and tell him that you heard it on the Kim Pagano Show and say thank you. Again, caller number 7-650-1590. That's 650-1590. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Unbelievable.
Welcome back, everyone. And oh my gosh, that guy got us rolling in here, huh? I mean, honey, I think we've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Hey, you know, just start growing celery.
I know. I'm going to do like all the stuff I grow in my, you know, the kale.
You ever had ground up kale?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine are beets, kale, a little celery, and half an apple. Goes in.
Yeah,
the apple is just like the little teaspoon.
And you put the
sugar.
Seeds in there, right?
Everything.
Yeah.
Grind it up and go.
Wait,
yeah.
You put the whole inside?
The whole core, everything.
Everything goes.
The seeds have cyanide in them.
Yeah, I know. I know. I actually, yeah. No, I.
Oh, arsenic. Sorry, not
arsenic.
Cyanide.
Yeah,
arsenic.
Yeah, arsenic.
That's like
yeah.
In the center
I knew
of
what
the
you
peach.
Meant. Yeah. I knew what you meant. All right. Well, gosh, you know what? We are almost done, but this has been great, and we've been giving away lots of Papa John pizzas. And I really want to find out a little bit more about Taylor Patrick here. We got him in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you for, you know, helping America and our country and doing your duty and coming back and having a place, you know.
Well, it's the greatest country in the world. So I love that I did it. I appreciate all the veterans out there as well. So.
Yeah, definitely. We all do. And tell us about, you know, what we can expect when we come into Papa John's.
Great service. Happy people that are going to be happy to see you when you walk through the doors. We're going to always try to get you a great tasting pizza. Our ingredients are always fresh. We cut our veggies in the morning, every morning. Our meat is great. Our toppings, we don't even have to call it toppings because it's such a high quality meat.
Wow.
So we can just call it beef. We can just call it sausage.
So what's your most popular pizza?
It's definitely the Works pizza.
The Works.
Yes.
What's on the Works?
Italian sausage, Canadian bacon, mushrooms, green peppers, onions, pepperoni, black olives.
Okay, sign me up. Sign me up. Wow, that's awesome.
People love that pizza.
Wow, that's good. I mean, like I said, I have one son. I mean, but really everybody will eat it. But do you have one that's like, you know, diet?
We do not. That's the one thing that Papa John's, you know, he's more for the taste, not so much for the how healthy it is. So I feel bad, you know, because we're talking about health today.
That's
and I'm
okay.
thinking, oh, man, I'm the bad guy in the room.
No, yeah, right. Not at all. Is yours thick or is it
we
thin?
We have a, our regular crust is pretty thick. It's a very thick crust. We're famous for our crust. We also have a thin crust for people that aren't so much of a fan of crust, and it's pretty good, too. It's actually my father's favorite pizza. So he actually took one home last night when he thought I wasn't looking.
See, now do you have family that works with you, or?
I have my mother and my father who actually come in Friday night, Saturday night, just to give me a hand, just while I'm getting started. You know, we've been open since July 25th.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow, that's so awesome.
And I just wanted, you know, we were talking health and eating healthy, and then, you know, Taylor feeling bad that we're talking about pizza. But I have to say, for my own diet, I tend to give myself one bad food day. And for the listeners out there, you know,
I'll give it to you.
You can't beat yourself. Exactly. And pizza happens to be my weapon of choice. You can't sustain a diet where you deprive yourself of some yummy foods. You have to think of food as fuel. And so my philosophy is Monday through Friday, vegetables are my primary source of the fuel. And then I give myself the weekends to have Papa John's pizza or whatever, you know, whatever I want. Because then all week, I'm not, like, compelled.
Craving something
else.
Yeah,
the cravings are satiated, and then I'm good to go.
You know, one thing for Papa John's, though, is none of our stuff is deep fried. So you might go to McDonald's, you might have chicken nuggets or something. That's deep fried. None of our stuff is. So we have chicken poppers that's baked. So none of our stuff goes into oil or any of that. So it's just through the oven.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not good for you at all. But, you know, it's not. There's worse things out there for you.
Well, you know what? Everything in moderation. That's
exactly.
What it's all about.
That's
everything
what I'm still
in,
trying to learn.
There you go. Everything in moderation. What is your hardest? I mean, you just had your grand opening, right?
Yes.
What is your? Oh, we're almost. Yeah, we're there, aren't we? All right. Well, give out your address again.
Okay, 5 West Los Angeles Avenue, Moore Park. If you're coming off the 23, just keep going down. We're on the right hand side.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us here. My husband Lou.
I'm gonna go get a pizza.
Yeah, we're going. We're coming over.
I look forward to seeing you.
It's the weekend.
Sean. Tom and all my friends out there, definitely tune in for my 2 o'clock show. Facebook us, please, at the Kim Pagano Show. Become a friend and a fan so that you can share my show with everybody. Of course, I end all of my shows with a thought for your week and your day. Your dreams become reality through sweat, determination, and hard work. So don't ever give up. Keep going. And you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'll talk to you at 2 o'clock. See you later.